Blog Talk Radio. Y'all ready for this?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, 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 oh. It is 365 days of motivation and personal empowerment just for you. Your main man, Marvin Rome, and a crew. I'm coming to you live today. I got a question that I need answers, solutions to the problems that we're facing. Where do we go from here? Join us. Talk to me, brothers and sisters. Oh, yeah. It's African American Empowerment. 365 days of you know what, you know who. All about us. It's all about family. It's all about getting our act together so we can do what we need to do to make our lives better. There is no greater love, brothers and sisters. No better love than for self and kind. No better love. Welcome to African American Empowerment. Think about this. There's nowhere else that I know of that you're going to get African American empowerment uncut. Right? Positive, productive, developmental, educational, with no strings attached. All we asking you to do is just listen. And then once you start listening, formulate a plan where you can improve yourself and your life and your family and your children and your community. How do you do that, Marvin? You have to have systems in place that's going to help us do that. Right? And a lot of us are resisting the systems. A lot of us are resisting what's good for us. We're in resistance mode to what's good for us. So the question is, where do we go from here? Brother Kirk, Captain Kirk came on last week and said we need to stop all this talking and get to walking, right? We got a great idea, but we fail miserably sometimes in execution. Although we may be great individuals, sometimes we do have issues. We do have flaws, and that's okay. But we're in a dire, desperate situation right now, and we need to realize that we have to have a plan of action and then execute on that thing, right? We're going to have to get involved on the ground. We're going to have to at all levels, right? And this is just a grassroots level here, right? But we can do it together. We need the people. We need brothers and sisters that's going to be willing to make a commitment to something. Right? And so you say, well, I'm committed to the Boys and Girls Club. Okay, that's good. That's good. Well, I'm committed to my church. That's good. That's good. I'm committed to making sure that I got the stuff that I need. That's good. But I'm talking about how do we begin to probe our own minds, our own hearts, and our own thoughts to develop programs and institutions that's going to help us help ourselves, right, to give us the resources that we need. So this leads me into the pillars of the peace concept, right? We need a political agenda that really speaks to how we're going to navigate the American system as former slaves or the descendants of the American slaves and the system that they created to manage and manipulate us, period. And that's nothing negative. That's just the fact, right? So we don't have to fight about that, right? So it's not like we're against them. It is the true fact, and this statement is that there are situations in place in this society that we need to learn how to navigate. I get no resistance from that. And so how do we do that is the question. I'm suggesting that we understand the systems and work around it. If you were in a bull ring with a bull and the bull was coming at you and you had the red cape, you would step to the side. You wouldn't just stand there and let the bull run over you. You would take precautionary measures. You would navigate. You would have evasive maneuvers that's going to help you stay alive. Or you just stand right there in front of the bull and let the bull keep running over top of you. No. So political agenda. You need to understand American politics at every level. That is the federal government, the state government, the local governments, and how they work. The judicial system and how it works. The policing system and laws and how they work. We got to educate our people. And nobody's going to do it. If you go to DMV to get a driver's license, you got to take a driver's test because you got to understand the laws. I'm saying understand the rules of engagement. Here's number two, which is the E. We need an economic agenda. We need to understand the money management system and stop being consumers and spenders and understand that our dollars have value. One put together equals two, and two put together for a million, 41 million people is $41 million. Hello? Come on. So how do we do that? and navigate the resources that we can have a nice lifestyle, but to be able to put things in place that we have institutions and infrastructure that work for us. Next, it is the A, which is athletics. And under athletics is health, wellness, fitness, nutrition, mental health, physical health, emotional health, and spiritual health, right? Those are the things that we need. Number one on that list is to be able to take care of ourselves, right? Physically, mentally, and emotionally. How is your physical health? You need to make sure that you have a system in place that you are maintaining. You are doing good maintenance regimen on your body, right? That's mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. You have to do it. You have to rest. You have to eat right. You got so many things that you need to do to take care of the temple. I'm challenging you today to start doing that, right? Focus on your mental health and your emotional health and wellness. Push away from the table. Stop snacking and treating so much and be able to get to a place where you're putting good fuel in your system. In other words, if you are putting bad gas in your car, it's not going to run right. How about that? Let's move on to culture. Relevant cultural programs like this one that teach, train, develop, and educate our people, our children, to be proficient, to be proud of themselves, chin up, chest out, where we can walk this earth and they'll know, okay, yeah, that's them right there, right? That world is already following you. If you get your act together, guess what? They'll be following some real good leaders that are talented and gifted, right? Mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, socially, and culturally. We're good leaders. We got all the tools we just need to bring it all together. And lastly is education, a comprehensive education that really gets us to looking at what we need to do collectively on all of these levels and more to move back to that number one spot on this earth that our ancestors stood in for a long time. And now it's the Stan Macklin moment without further delay.
Man, Stan, your right deck is packed today. I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you.
Yeah,
I just love it when you're able to explain the pillars of the National African American Empowerment Association. You know, when we have institutions that define our own reality, quit trying to get in to fit in, this is where it's at. And this is what we're doing.
Again, brothers and sisters, that is a dedication to my brother Stan, who was my co-host for many, many years. Peace and blessings be to him and his family as we continue to move forward. I know he's with me. All right. So we got to understand how these institutions work. We need institutions that define our own reality. We need schools. We need businesses. We need banks all around the country that reflect us and our culture and our coordination and our efforts. That's what we need. And the only way we're going to do that is to collaborate and work together. I got a little bit more for you. Just hold on for a second.
Mm-hmm. But we must unify.
Unify.
Let's not sabotage ourselves. We should not look as to what we can't do. We can do all things. We can do it. And so we got to quit trying to mimic races and be who we are, original kings and queens, and make a difference.
I like that.
Right here on earth.
You know, one more thing, right? If you think about what Brother Stan just said, when you start thinking about stopping the self-sabotage, right, those things that we're doing to ourselves and to each other, that is one of the things that we're going to have to talk about in terms of where do we go from here. The self-sabotage and always trying to get in and fit in and mimicking other people when we could just be our best great selves. And I'm encouraging us, and we have to encourage each other to continue to grow and continue to get better. That's the only way that we can do it. And now for my most favorite portion of the show, it's the Willie Lynch and Kwanzaa segment with my brother, Brother George. Brother George, oh yeah, you know how I'm bringing you in. All right, we got a good show today, y'all. Okay, bring it now.
Bring it! What?
Rock it. Rock it, Brother George. We ain't going nowhere. Brother George, welcome to the show. How are you, sir?
I'm doing fine, sir. Can you hear me well?
Yes, sir. Coming in loud and clear.
Oh, okay. Okay,
across
great,
the 50
great.
States and several continents as well.
Well, I think, bro,
you know,
man,
the show
I
is international.
Appreciate that. Yes, sir, I do. And that's a testament to you, brother, you know, the hard work that you put in, and I really appreciate that. You know, I appreciate you.
Thank you, Brother George.
To be a part of this, this platform. So,
thank you, brother.
Today, you're welcome. Today from the Nguza Saba, the principle of the day is, of the week, is Imani, which is faith. To believe with all our heart in our people, in our parents, our teachers, our leaders, our people, and the righteousness and victory of our struggle. Imani, faith. This far by faith, the faith of our mothers and fathers, Martin, Malcolm, Sojourner Truth, was not in images or doctrine, but in a personal relationship with a force that was greater than themselves and yet was also within them. We each need to develop a strengthen our personal relationship with whatever we hold as a higher power in our lives, calling upon the great spiritual heritage of our mother continent to invigorate and sustain us in all aspects of our being. Iman. Now, that was a powerful piece right there within itself. And I took the time a few weeks back to write some words of wisdom, because we're in a position right now as a people where we're struggling to really identify where our help is. And so I wrote this piece to kind of give some definition to that. Leeches or loyalty. A leech and someone loyal look the same. However, the loyal person doesn't need you to survive. And you can tell because they bring something to the table and may have aspirations apart from, and may have aspirations apart from supporting your cause, supporting your cause, that they're there because they want to support you. Now, a leech is attached to you and will do whatever it takes to suck the resources out of you it wants and needs. Also, the leech is in the parasite family and have the ability to make you believe you need them. Unfortunately, the only way sometimes you can tell the difference is when you get weak. The parasites leave because there's nothing left to drain you of. And the way you got weak is because your loyal people either were ran off or left because the leader, the host, can't tell the difference between the two. So don't end up with a bunch of leeches all over. Now, like I said, I wrote that, and some people might not know the real nature of, like, parasites, because most of us have parasites attached to our spinal cord, and that's what sends messages to us to eat certain foods, like eat certain sugars, to use certain drugs like cocaine, to eat salt, to eat meat, to eat, you know, different candy and all that kind of stuff. It's parasites that are telling you to get it. And that's what makes it so difficult when you decide, well, I want to stop smoking, or I want to stop eating this, or I want to stop doing that. The parasites are the things that's in your body that's telling you to, no, you're not. You're going to keep on eating that sugar. So if you notice, whenever you get on a detox, not a cleanse, the cleanse is just to clean out your colon, a detox. One of the things that's in the detox is something that kills the parasites. Because once you kill the parasites, and some people that know about detoxes, they tell you that you can see the parasites coming out, and sometimes they'll be in the toilet because they're in your defecation. And so parasites is a real thing, and the parasitic nature is a real thing. And so I feel like that's one of the things that hurt us in trying to form organizations and accomplish the goals that we're doing right now, is we got too many leeches around. People that are just trying to get some money, but they're really not trying to help the people. And so that was the purpose of that bit of, I call it food for thought, you know. So Brother Marvin, it's back to you.
Brother George, man, that's powerful, right? Leeches sucking the life out of you or your organization or your family or your children or your community. Think about it. Maybe you should evaluate the leeches in your life, right? And think about how, because here come the empowerment question of the week, Brother George. How do you eliminate the leeches? How do we eliminate leeches from the African-American consciousness?
I'm going to try to break this down the best I can. You know, I heard a pastor once, he did a good lecture, and I listened to him, and he was saying that, in so many words, sometimes you have to let people go. You have to let them go because you can't give them what it is that they need. And so you might call yourself, well, I'm helping them because I don't want to see them without a job, or, you know, because if I let them down, then nobody, they're going to feel let down by everybody. Well, he explained how that's really not true, because he said what you have to do sometimes is let go to let God. He said you have to let go to let God do his work in that person's life. So with these people, once you figure out that they're just leeching off you, you got to let them go. You got to let them go and get them out of your mission so that your mission can continue on a hardcore positive direction. Because if you don't, they're going to suck the resources out one way or the other. So that's my answer, brother.
Brother George, thank you so much for another wonderful segment. And you are absolutely right. We got to get those leeches out of our lives. We have to get to a place where we're letting some things go. We have to get to a place where we're letting some people go. You got to let some people go.
Right. That's right.
Prune some friends. Sometimes it's family members. And sometimes you got to prune yourself. That pruning means you got to cut back.
Yep.
Right? And there's so many ways in which the leeches are working to manage and manipulate you. You can identify the leeches in your life and then do the work of moving yourself away from the leech. Brother George said it. Maybe you should detox, right? Get all the impurities out your life. Clean yourself up, and then stand up, get up, and let's get to going to changing our communities, because it's going to be us. The work has to be done by you and me. nobody else.
Right.
All we're asking you to do is simply give it a try. Thank you, Brother George. It's African American Empowerment.
Okay,
365 days of
Brother
motivation.
Brother
just for you, Brother George. Yes, sir.
Yeah. I wanted to let you know that I'm at a resource fair today at Gilpin Court. And so from time to time, you know, I might share what's going on here with you, if that's okay.
Sounds great. All right. So Brother George is at the Gilpin Court resource event. That's the Gilpin Court. If you're not familiar with Richmond, Virginia's Gilpin Court. It's one of the public housing communities in Richmond. And so we're over there. The community is having an activity today, and Brother George is out there with the city team doing a community event. So he's going to come through and give us some live updates as we go along doing the show. I told you, this is the community show. It's what we do, right? We're working to improve ourselves, and the work is being done on the ground, right? So today, thank you, Brother George. So today our topic is, where do we go from here? Thank you, sir. Where do we go from here? How's it going, y'all? The reason why I asked that question is because we're going to have to think about the direction that we're going to take as we move forward. I want you to think, right? So we're going to have a conversation and a dialogue, right? 845-277-9250. Is the call-in number. What I want you to do right now, if you're listening live, right, text somebody and say, listen to this show. Do that right now. Pick up your phone. Text somebody. It could be anybody, right? Maybe somebody you think might be interested in learning something today. 845-277-9250 is the call-in number, right? Or you can go over to blogtalkradio.com and the empowerment is up there. Or you can send them the link that you got if you're listening and share the show with somebody, right? All we're trying to do is do good work. So here's the topic for today. Where do we go from here? So there are some P's that I want to talk about today, right? And I want you to help me out, right? Because the question is, where do we go from here? And again, this is a conversation, so it's limited, right? Got boundaries in it, right? Got guardrails. This is for African-Americans, African-American conversation, and the African-American community dilemma and state of the union right now. So where do we go? So the first thing is, if we're going to go somewhere, how do we get there? And a lot of us have a lot of different agendas, which is okay. But the question is, what tools do we use to get to where we're going? Question is, do we use policy, right? For example, educational policy. Do we change the policy to be able to impact or affect whether our kids have to take SOL or being trained to learn a certain way? Do we impact policy that way, right? And how policy can begin to influence the other dynamics of our lives, right? So how does policy affect and impact the African-American experience? Beside that policy would be politics, right? How do we engage in public policy and in politics to help our situation and our condition? Some of us say, man, we don't need to get involved with that. That could be true. I'm not disagreeing. I'm just asking a question. If we understand the American political system of governance, where we are at a state, national, and local level, then we can begin to shift the tide in getting some resources. Now, if you say we don't need their resources and they got all of yours, I think we need to slide the scale back our way. That's my opinion. What about you? So if we're thinking about resources, how do we get resources to do what we need to do? Because one of the main issues is another P, poverty, right? Now, some of us have made it beyond the reach of poverty, which is good. But if you're beyond the reach of poverty, then you should reach back and get somebody. Get a family, adopt a family, mentor a child, do something, build an institution, work in a nonprofit, do something, but we're going to have to be able to give back in some capacity, in some fashion, right? So we talked about policy, we talked about politics, we talked about those things that we think can help us starting out. But how about the police? Now, the brother came on last week and said the police should be doing programs to help us. A lot of us are afraid of police. simply afraid. Now, can we work together to get resources and get education and get use politics, right, and policies to help us keep them off of our backs and stop abusing us? How do we do that? What strategies do we use? I just want you to think, right, and I want you to dialogue with me if you're on the line, 845-277-9250. Those are the things that we got to think about, right? How do we engage in these different areas, right? And how do we begin to maneuver and manipulate these practices in order to bring a presence of stability in our lives? Here's the point. Believe it or not, we're in survival mode. Many of us are. Extreme survival and extreme poverty brings on extreme behaviors, right? And it brings on extreme consequences, because the next thing is, when we start getting into survival mode, here's the next P, it's prison or jail, but I'm using P's today, right? So the thing is that we have to think about how is prison or the prison experience or experiences are affecting and impacting our culture, communities. Our mothers and fathers are being locked up and incarcerated. Right? Is it by their choice? Is it by force? I can't say. All I know is that it has worked to a detriment in our community, as mass incarceration has decimated our community, along with drugs, the so-called war on drugs. Right? So I'm thinking about asking you to share, where do we go from here? Right? Is it policy? Is it politics? Is it police? Right? Being able to navigate away from the prisons. How do we do that, right? Do we use policy, for example, to reduce crime? How do we do that? Because we're asking people, we're asking the police, we're asking the politicians to help us to do some things that we need to do ourselves. Some of it, of like Brother Stan said earlier, some of us are sabotaging ourselves. Now, I'm not blaming. I'm just stating a point, right, of discussion, right? The next thing is preaching. Right, we got a lot of good preachers and a lot of good churches, right, that got a good message. But are we preaching to the right people? Are we preaching to the right communities? Are we offering the highest level of support that we can for our people in our communities? We have to do that. How do we begin to use these practices in order to change the trajectory of the situation that our people find ourselves in this country? And to be honest, a lot of us don't feel safe in this country, right? And if you think about what the psyche has to be, right, and what is really ingrained in us, like I said, we're in survival mode because there have been so many threats. And because we have integrated into this culture and society does not mean the system isn't still working, right? Gentrification is running wild right now. And people are losing their homes and losing their properties, right? So how do we use policy if we're not political? Like I'm suggesting that we think about doing, then how do we begin to affect change, right, in the system that's affecting us? Here's a question, though. Think about this. If you're not considering getting your passport and applying for citizenship somewhere else, you need to think about these things. You do. Now, if you say, hey, man, Marvin, I'm on the next thing smoking, dog. I'm out of here. Then guess what? Sayonara, arrivederci, I'll see you when I see you. But if you don't have plans to leave, you better have a plan to stay. If you don't have plans to leave, you should be working on a plan to stay. And that plan has to be a generational plan. Oh, somebody listen to me today, right? How do we use the black church, for example? I'm just using the church as an example. It's a lot that go on. The church is an institution that has worked well for us, right? I think it's been watered down for a lot of different reasons, right? But, you know, that's my opinion. But how do we use the church as a hub for help, right, for services, right, for helping us to do what we need to do to help our communities heal? Those are things that are really going to be vital to considering. How do we move forward, and where do we go from here? The next P is paper, right? We need money. Is money going to solve all of our problems? I think you could have a boatload of money and hand it all out, just like they were handing out stimulus checks, and we'll run right out there, many of us, not all of us. and spend every dime and be back poor, broken, begging. Broke means broken, right? That means something is not right, right? It means that something is out of order. And how many of us really need to get some things in order in life? Don't hang up yet. Don't leave, y'all. I know. Just look. Don't hang up. These are things that we must think about in terms of reflecting on the things that we need to do so we can know where we go from here. So the issues that we face, right, whether they're financial, whether, again, they're economic, right, or whether they're cultural or whether they're environmental, all of those things matter. In every area, we have to have a plan and a strategy for. That means that we're going to have to grow a bit, right? And who's really ready to grow and willing to grow when you're in survival mode? Some people are just day-to-day, and that's okay, but we got to start thinking long-term, right? And what I'm suggesting is that we begin to think about, where do I go from here? Brother George said you got to let some leeches go. Who's the major leech that's sucking the resources out of the earth? Who is the major resources that is sucking the resources out of our communities? Who, you know, manpower, physical bodies is resources as well, just in case you didn't know. Who and what is sucking the life out of communities and out of families and putting substances in place to suck the life out of you so you won't have the vitality you need to be strong to be able to navigate the systems that you're going to have to face? Just a thought. These are just questions. Where do we go from here? 845-277-9250. Is it money? And again, if we got all the money we need, if we don't know how to use it and we don't know how to manage it, where are we going? What are we doing? All right? And then last piece, our practices. What are the practices that we need to get us where we need to go? What are the strategies, right, and the developmental practices that we got to have? What are those things that we have to develop, those tools that we have to have in order to affect change that's going to be good for us, not just one of us or two of us, but for all of us? Because until all of us are free, the truth is none of us are free. Now, as long as a lot of us are kind of like what we say, crabs in a basket or barrel, that once I get out, I'm good. If you're not trying to stack up some bricks to get another crab out, then you a crab yourself. I ain't talking about nobody. I'm not calling names. I'm just making an analogy. Here's the next thing. Okay, don't hang up. Don't be mad. Here we go. Next, the practices. What are the habits that we got to cut off, prune, let go, that's stopping us or preventing us or precluding us from moving forward, right, to getting to the improvements that we need as a community to be able to improve our behaviors? Because if we improve some of our behaviors, things will happen differently in the classroom. Less people will be going to prison, breaking up families. Families will have less strife because we'll be able to work together better. What is it? Here's the last one. All right. Parenting. Maybe I've already said it, but I want to go back to that one if I haven't. What needs to happen as we continue to figure out where we go from here that we need to do for the people who are producing children in our community? And we need to have a pair bond that is going to work together to raise and develop our children, our next generation. And we have to begin to take that seriously. If you are going to put yourself into somebody else and produce another human being, you got to go the whole road with it. You do. Because that is what guidance and development is all about. And sometimes you're going to have to surrogate. It's okay. But we're going to have to think about how to do that. And where do we go from here is about, how do we change the practices in our relationships, male to male, male to female, female to female, female to male, right? How do we begin to think about adjusting the way that we're thinking about how we behave and engage one another to make change that is practical but yet efficient and beneficial for the change that we need to get to the next level? Where are we going from here, y'all? 845-277-9250. It's African American Empowerment Saturday. It's your main man, Marvin Rome. I'm going to go to the lines real quick and just ask a question. Where do we go from here, right? I laid it out there. I got some P's. I got policy. I got politics. I got parenting. I got the police, prisons not doing it, right? Just lock them up, right? Preaching. We got the church involved. We got that good old paper, that mean green, and then we got practices. And those practices are going to lead you either to the road to heaven or the road to, you know what, H-E double hockey sticks. I said it. All right, 845-277-9250. I'm going to the lines. 804-9282, you're first. You're up. You have a question, comment, a statement on where we need to go from here.
As-salamu alaykum, brother. Peace to everybody.
Hey, my brother.
How you doing, sir?
May peace be unto you, brother. How are you?
I'm fine, brother. All praises due to Almighty God, Allah, as we say. Where do we go from here? It's like I've always been saying. The first thing we have to do. Because if we don't do this, nothing else we try to do will work. We first have to come together as a people. We first have to turn to ourselves and to love in ourselves as people so that when we come together, we know what we get from each other. We know what to expect from each other because we are one. We are on the same page. We're functioning straight ahead. Our problem is, as Brother George alluded to earlier, hell, all of us leeches, man. We were leeches when we left the plantation because we left the plantation against ourselves, hating ourselves, turning on ourselves, and we have moved forward. Well, I ain't going to say we moved forward to become, before we left the plantation, we were niggers. And I'm going to put a definition on that today, on my word. And I come to the conclusion that the original meaning of that word nigger, when the white man first laid it on us, his original definition of that word was, a nigger is a black man who loves his master more than he loves himself. Mm. That's a nigger. Okay? And that lies our problem. Now, and how did I come to that conclusion for that to be a definition of mine? I go right back to what I said about Henry Barry last week when he made the remarks before the Virginia General Assembly in 1832. He says, we have, as far as possible, closed every avenue by which the light may enter the slave's mind. If we could extinguish the capacity to see the light, our work would be complete, and they would then be on the level of the beasts of the fields. And we then, white folks, should be safe. So in other words, for us to stay in this country ever, we've got to love our masters more than we love ourselves. And that's what we do. We leeching on each other to satisfy masters out of the self-hatred that we have. You know, I realized this week when I said, you know me, brother, Brother Marvin, I've been saying be the one since you met me. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I now understand what that one is. When we talk about what we're going to do next, we all have to be the one. The one is, and I'm not trying to be disrespectful or say something harmful to anybody because I love my people. I'm not being sarcastic or funny or anything. But the one is Jesus. Jesus is the one. I'm the one.
All right.
You're the one. The one is. Right now I realize I'm the one because I feel like I'm the one of my people that sees everything that's going on in this world and everything that has happened to us. I now see after my 70, soon to be 71 years on this planet. I see the hell that we live in, but none of my people see it, making me the one, like Jesus. But we all ones. But what the Barry said, close every avenue of light. Distinguish it all so they can't recognize it. And at that point, they're going to be like the beasts in the fields. And we then, and only then, will be safe. Won't be no more goddamn Nat Turner's running around here. Then Mark V's is running around here killing. We now have our niggas. We now have black men, black people loving us more than they love themselves. So how are we going to get out of here? We have to find the God in us. You alluded to it earlier, brother. We've got to come inside of ourselves and see the greatness, the goodness. Ain't nobody got to tell you. It's there. You be that one. You be Jesus. And if we all do that,
brother, we might not need politics. We might not need economics. We might need no paper. We'd be of one mind because the one is one with God.
Mm.
And that's what we need. Where do we go from here? We need to come together as a people, because we can't march on if we're not together as a people.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
We must be on the same page, brother. Or anything else we try is doomed to fail. We've got to be honest with ourselves and admit we niggas. We black folks that love our master more than we love ourselves. Ask any black person in this country what's the greatest country on the planet, and they're going to say America, by far. We love this thing more than we love the country that we supposedly came from or was taken from. America's the greatest thing ever, man. We kill for it. We kill each other for it. We die for it. We stand, press high, pledge allegiance to the flag. Oh, say, can you see? We love our masters more than we love ourselves. And unless we come together as a people, we can't go nowhere, brother. We cannot.
Mm.
So that's what's next. We must come, and that starts with, you mentioned a little earlier, Brother George, you've got to find yourself in you. Find the God in you and be the one. Even if you have to be it by yourself, if you have to stand alone, be the one. Because if we all ones, then we won. See what I'm saying?
I heard that. Yes, sir.
All right, brother. Thank you.
All right, thank you, brother. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
You're
thank
welcome.
You, brother. Peace.
I like that. I'm going to come back to you in a minute. Come back to you. That brother said, Brother Booker, just in case y'all didn't know, Brother Booker said you need to find yourself. You need to be the one. The way, right, in which we're going to think about how to get to where we're going is that we're going to have to change some things from the inside out. To get to where we need to go from here, there's some change that needs to happen within ourselves, within our psyche, within our consciousness, within our internal selves, right? Some of the internal hurt that is genetic, right? We're going to have to deal with some of the traumas that we've faced. We can't keep ignoring it, right? You cannot keep ignoring the sore or the cancer. You can't do it. You can't keep ignoring the problem, thinking that it's just going to go away, right? Or that we can live it out, right? It's some things that we just need to reckon with as a people, as a culture, and as a community. And you notice, I'm not saying go and tear nothing down and burn up no building or kill no folks. I'm saying burn up that part of you that need to be burned up. Kill the part of you that need to die in order for you to be an effective person, like Brother Booker said, so you can be the one. Kill that leech inside of you. Kill the parts of you that's going to help you kill your brother. Those are the things we need to eliminate. Now, of course, you know, kill is a strong word. So I'll say eliminate. Eliminate those things, right? We have to get to a place where we understand what's really happening in our communities and within ourselves. And the thing that is happening in our communities are happening within ourselves, brothers and sisters. It's happening within the person that manifests in the action or the behavior, the substance abuse. It is something that's going on. There's an internal drive that we have to be able to figure out and manage, right? If you're going to kill another man or another brother for his shoes, there's something going on there that we have to be able to get to, right, and figure out how we can eliminate that way of thinking in order for us all to strive and survive. I got a question today, right? That is,
I just want to ask a question.
Who really cares?
Who really cares?
When you think about it, right, when you think about the way that we have to go from here has to do with changing our hearts and our minds. I'm going back to the lines. 845-277-9250. This is Marvin Rowan's African American Empowerment Saturday. It's your turn. 334-0148. You're next. Where do we go from here? What do we do? Welcome to the show.
Thank you for picking my call, Brother Marvin, and good evening to Brother George and as well as Brother Booker. I think this was a drop the mic moment after he had spoken. I don't know how to come back behind that because of the fact that there are three basic questions that we all have to ask ourselves, three very fundamental questions. We do this as we look at ourselves in the mirror. One, who am I? Are you that reflection talking back at you from that mirror? Three, who are we together? We are in some serious denial about ourselves. I think of the Virginia Commonwealth University's motto of making it real, the Latin EIM real, but basically it translates into make it real. Are we in that much of a denial as individuals that we don't know ourselves anymore? Have we used that one single letter word, I, so much so that we don't know about we or us or them or ours or all the other combinations of letters that form a union of people? If we're going to use the African concept Ubuntu, do we really know what this means now? So sometimes I think this, as you mentioned earlier, stems from within. Same thing that Brother Booker has mentioned earlier. And so until we come to a realization of who we are the people. The person, P, is the people, P. So at what point do we get to that? You know, is it too much television? Is it too much TikTok? Is it too much I? So much so that we don't know who anybody else is outside of ourselves. So eventually something, a reality has to kick in before it's too late, really. Yes, it's getting hot now. It's even hot down south here in the great state of Alabama as elsewhere. But we really, really, really have to look at ourselves in the mirror and make it real with ourselves. We have to, or we perish. Thank you for picking my call.
Thank you, Brother Lush. Oh, you threw that last P in there on me. Thank you, brother. You're exactly right. Thank you. Let me ask you a quick question, right, before
yes,
you go.
Sir.
That person, right, or those people, because, again, this is a completely African-American-centered conversation, right? That parish is coming. It's happening right now, right, in many of our cities.
Yep.
And our families are perishing, right? So what do we do? Where do we go from here to change that?
There are some things that I really think we know. We really know that, let's say, a AK-47 or a 45 or a 38, for that matter, cannot operate unless there is a human contact with that particular instrument of destruction. So why handle it, right? Why go to school if we do not want to know how to be able to communicate one with another? Why are we going to school? You know, we're so busy talking about, oh, you know, we don't want to go. They're teaching us all wrong and never let somebody else outside of you teach you. Well, what's going to have to happen? Honestly, now, either we're going to learn this on our own, either we're going to stay on this survival mode henceforth and forevermore. What is it that we need to do? We really need to be able to work. Four-letter word, W-O-R-K. Is that a P? Or maybe we could use the word perform as a synonym of sort. We're going to have to be able to work together, not only with each other, but with ourselves. We know we're made up of spirit, mind, and body. We know that. We know that. We have to take those times out to reflect upon ourselves, Brother Marvin. And so, I don't know what else to do. I don't know what else to tell anyone. And you can't make people do whatever it is that they know they want to do, but one has to be able to really stop eventually and look at themselves. Either they try to do it now or wait till they get in that 5x7, and then all of a sudden they see Jesus. Jesus ain't the time to see Jesus at a 5x7. And I have to go back to what Brother Booker has mentioned to identify who is that God in you. Thank you so very much.
All right. Thank you, brother. I appreciate that. That's Brother Lush, right? That was a great P, right? That 5x7 has to do, I'm sure, with the prison. But there's another box that you can get in as well to go see Jesus. And that one you ain't coming back from. Not in this form. Hello. Mm-hmm. All right. Brother Lush made a good point, right? It's how do we perform, right? How do we work together? Again, that's that collective work and responsibility that we need to get change in our communities. And the only individuals, the only people that's going to change the African-American landscape is African-Americans. And that is just the humble truth submitted to you by me today. I'm going to Brother George. He's got a live update for us at the Gilpin Court resource event. Brother George, give us a live one.
Yes, sir. Can you hear me good?
Yes, sir. Coming in clear.
Okay. Okay. I got Brother Paul Taylor here. He's the one that has the basketball league, VA league for Safer Street. And I would like for him to, you know, like tell a little bit about what his organization is about. God, listen.
Hey, how y'all doing?
All right. How you doing, sir? Welcome to the show.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man. Yeah, so VLE for Safer Streets, man, is a program that was started by me and my partner, whom I'd be remiss if I didn't mention, Jawad Abdul. When we both was incarcerated, both of us were system impacted for over 20-something years of incarceration and wanted to come home and eradicate some of the social ills that we helped create by doing something different. So we created in the prison, you know, a thing called VA League, really RVA League for Safer Streets, which is an unorthodox basketball program. It's not just typical, you know, midnight basketball league, man, because we could care less about the basketball. The meat of our program is no workshop, no jump shot. Meaning before these guys even get on the court, we're gonna sit in the stands and we're going to have a conversation about problem solving, critical thinking, or conflict resolution, man. It's sort of our way of bringing prison to them so they don't have to go to prison to get it. Our demographics are sort of like the neighborhoods that we're in right now. There's a beautiful function going on out here in Jackson Ward and out in Gilpin Court today. But they're one of the areas that we have a team in. We have a team coming from Mosby, a team from Creighton, a team from the Hillside. We have people from all over the city, man, inside of a controlled environment where people said that these potential dangerous, as they say, neighborhoods couldn't get along, and we're proving them different. We've been running since 2017, man, and we're real proud about what we got going on in the city. We do 12-week sessions. And during that 12-week session, hi, how you doing, little baby? Hi, little princess. When we're doing these sessions, we have over 20-something teams at any session. Matter of fact, this session, we're holding 25 teams, which means we have over 200 African-American males from 16 to 35 inside of the gym. And we like to have a few older men in there because they're sort of the ambassadors of our basketball league. You know, they doing good things. They fund these communities. The kids look up to them, such as Coach Vic from over here in Jackson Ward, man. You know, a person that we really admire. He's doing something with some kids today. But, you know, as I said before, man, it's our way of trying to combat the violence that's going on in the city and educate our young people, man, about some of the laws that's coming down the pipeline, like this bold blue line, man, that people are about to push, you know, in reference to trying to incarcerate people for gun violence and carrying guns and the likes of that extra clip. It's going to be a hard fight, man. It's sort of like they bring the Project X out. And it's our duty to alert and make our young people aware of what's coming on, man, and hoping that we can change their direction.
Brother, we're going to have to get you on the show for a full interview. You got to do it. I love what you're doing. It is what we need. So thank you, brother. I appreciate that. Man, thank you, Brother George. Brother George is live at the... So let's get your contact information. Let's see if we can get you on.
Yeah, say less, man. Appreciate you, my Brother George, man. Look forward to it. Thanks to y'all for allowing me to speak on your platform.
Thanks, Brother Paul. I appreciate that interview.
It's Brother Paul.
Like that,
Brother George, thank you.
You're welcome. And I'll get back with you when I get another one.
Peace. Right, that's Brother George again with Brother Paul. You can see, right, from listening to this show, there's some good things going on in the community. And what we're doing is bringing people to you to say, hey, this is what we're doing. You might not agree with everything that they say or everything they think, but they're trying to make an impact and a difference right where they are on the ground, right? If you're going to be a change agent, you can't keep talking about it. You got to go and do something about it. This is just a platform, one of the platforms in which we just use it as a tool to say, hey, These are the things that we need to think about, right? It's also a form of education. But what you just learned is that there's a group of men that's been working with children and men and boys since 2017 to make a change. So there's some things going on. And they're black men. They're brothers, right? Because you know that black men have been made into monsters in the society, right? And some of that's our fault, right? Some of that has to do with our own actions, but at the same time, we have to begin to regulate ourselves. And we're going to have to, as men, I'm talking to the brothers now, we're going to have to step up our game, for real, to be honest, right? And that's about how we conduct ourselves as men, not as boys, right? Not as babies, but as men. And we're going to have to do that work. 845-277-9250. We're talking about today those things that we need to figure out, right? Where do we go from here? Brother Lush made two good points that we got to think about. Right? How do we perform, right? And the persons and the people that we are creating, right? Who is parenting these children? There's another P there, right? But the brother just mentioned the policies and the politics that's coming down the pike that we're going to have to be aware of. Again, we're operating in a system that we have to understand, learn, and navigate to be most effective while we're in it. Right. And again, if the laws are coming down, we need somebody by the door listening and say, hey, this is what's going on. This is what y'all need to do. Right. Somebody said spook by the door, but I won't dare to hear it. Anyway, 845-277-9250. Uh-oh, Brother George, you're back.
Yes, sir. I got one of the organizers of the event today, Brother James Davis. Let me let him speak. Let us speak for itself, brother.
Welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing, sir?
Fine. You know I've been trying to get you for a long time. Thank you for joining us. What you got going
again,
on over
sir?
There, brother?
Oh, we just over here
what you got
over
going
in Gilpin Court on Calhoun. We're over here in Gilpin Court on Calhoun Street. Just a community event going on. A community health and resource event, just trying to connect the people to resources, community members who are on the ground every day inside of the neighborhoods, plotting, planning, and strategizing on how to come together to help their communities. They're over here putting on an event for the community in Gilpin.
If you're in Richmond, right, anybody come out and visit?
Yes, sir. And it's everything at the event, Brother Marvin, is totally free to the people. Just stop by one of the resource tables. They will punch your actual card. They will give you an actual ticket. And when you get the ticket, you can come up to the food truck. We got six food trucks out here, everything from fish to icebergs to fresh vegetables, fresh pressed juice. We got it all out here at the event right now. Basketball tournament as well, bouncy houses, game trucks. A climbing booth that can take kids up in the air about 50 feet. They climb on it. Yes, sir, man. If everybody out there can hear my voice, please come through. Come check us out. We really appreciate you greatly.
Again, this is impact on the ground. This is what African-American empowerment is all about. It's our people working with our people for our people. And that is something that we should be proud of today. So if you got a few minutes going out to Gilpin, right, get out there. Get your kids, if they're not doing anything, out on the bouncy houses so they can have a good time and collaborate and coordinate with the community. Anything else you got for me, Brother James?
No, sir. I just got one little last thing is, man, you all keep doing a great thing with the actual show. You all keep doing a great thing with the actual show. We're really proud of the work that you all are doing and also giving a platform to those individuals inside of the community to be able to have a voice for other listeners to be able to hear what's going on. And I also would like to challenge any black male that's out there or sister, you know, let's sit down, let's talk, let's get to the table, let's get together, plot, plan, and strategize on how to help the people. It takes the people to help the people. So peace and love, and I wish everyone a beautiful and blessed Saturday.
What are the hours of the event?
From 2 to 6 p.m., sir.
Still got time. You got 3 hours right now to get out there. Thank you, Brother James. We appreciate you. Continue to do the great work.
Thank you.
All right.
Brother. Thank you, sir. We appreciate you greatly. And thank you for working with the team every day and all the things you do around mental health and skill building and empowerment that you do every day with them for those 2 or 3 hours. Every day, you got them, baby. You're doing a good job. Thank you, sir.
Brother James, appreciate that. All right. Brother James said a couple
right.
other P's that keep building up now. Plot, plan, strategize, there's some good peas, right? So let's get back to the list now. Thank you, Brother George. Thank you, Brother James.
Yes, right? Sir. So, I'll be back with you in a minute.
All right. Thank you. All right. You're listening to African American Empowerment Saturday live, right? We're at the Gilpin Court Resource Event, right? Some great things going on. And again, we have to be able to create the narrative, right? Because I'm sure some of you out there are saying, I am from Richmond, but guess what? It's okay. You just need to know some good things are going on. It's not all bad. And I'll tell you this, right? Our people are really great people, but we're under stress. So here's the next P. It's the pressure, right? And the system knows how to break our people with pressure. Listen to me, right? There's some pressure in this society that we're facing. Right. And how do you handle the pressure and the stress of trying to maintain or try to strive toward something in this society? How do you manage that? Right. The pressure of life. They call it life, but in different societies, life could be a little bit smoother or a little bit easier. But in this society with so many things going on and so many opportunities to expose yourself to some things, how do you handle the pressures? How do you handle the pressures of life as a person of color? As a black person in this country, those are the things that we have to think about, the pressures, right, that keep pushing you toward making choices. And some of them are bad. We have made them. But how do we begin to transcend and transform ourselves to be better than we were yesterday? 845-277-9250 is the number to call. Let's go on over to, looks like 252-5347. 5347, you're next. You have a question or comment?
No, brother, just listening today. I just got out of a meeting and glad to be on to hear you guys, man. Have a blessed one, bro. And how you doing,
all
bro?
Right, Brother Reg. All right. I'm doing good, man. I just want to thank you for joining us. You're always there. You're always committed, and you're always consistent. So keep on doing the work, and we're going to have to get together for our sit-down as well. Thank you, Brother Reg.
Call me this week. Thank you. All right, thank you.
All right, thank you, sir. There's Brother Reg down in New Bern doing some great things, right? It's happening, right? And see, until we get our own platforms, that's another P, unless we get our own platforms like this where we have a national network or national news that's telling us what's going on, the good news. How about that? Sharing the good news about the good things that we're doing. When you look at the news, and if you see most of the time, because I don't look at the news, all right, so I can only imagine this from what I do know, that a lot of what we see is not positive, right? That's another P. And so we're going to have positive images that our children see in adults. The conversations that you have with your friends, and some of them are leeches, you're going to have to stop having in front of your children, right? Because your children are listening. The first model is you. The first example is you. And for African American, it's so important that our kids see great models and great examples. 845. 277-9250. I'm going back to the lines. 804-0673, you're up next. You have a question or comment? Welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, hold up, Alfred. Kevlar, how you doing, man?
Hey, brother, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. I like what George started, how George started a program with parasites. And we got to be more than one-dimensional, right? When we think of parasites, we think about those ones close to us, you know, that we can touch and feel that are leeching on us, right? But we also got government and corporations that are parasites. We don't see those parasites. We see ourselves as parasites depending on them. But actually, they're the parasites, and they're depending on us. Because I got insured a bill one day, and the guy said, the bill says that, post you have sewage problems, right? Got pipes under the ground. Are you covered? The answer is no. How much is that? $9. Then I get another letter, right? It's about, you got pipes underground, right? And are you covered? You just send me an email on a letter on that one. That was from pipes coming from your house. This is from the pipes going to your house. Well, how much is that? That's $9. Then I get another letter. What is this letter for, right? Well, it's for the cleaning. The damage is done. Wait a minute. Well, hold up. You may tell me after you fix the pipes, you got a big hole in my ground. You not going to fix that? Oh, no, that's another cost right there. So we don't see them as being leeches. And they're leeches because we keep letting them leech. And we don't pluck the suckers off them. we don't want to change our habits, right? So we see that everything's going up, but we're not making any changes. We see that if you get a house today, you got to pay, put down 20%. So $300,000 house, you got to put down 20%. For a $300,000 house, you ain't got 20%, you know. So everything is constantly going up. So you got to meditate it, and you got to sit there, sit home and meditate and see what changes cannot be made. Because they're sitting back there. They're the parasites, not us. Like a prison holds, let's say a prison holds 1,000 people and they got 2,000 people. Well, you got an excess of people, right? These got private corporations know that how many people come into the prison system, right? And they can count those numbers, right? And they have them producing products for them. So they are the parasites. So I like what George said, right? We got to look at it on a grand scale and not on a miniature scale where my brother, my sisters are sucking the life out of me, right? And not see those businesses and government and private corporations that's a parasite and sucking the life out of us. So you got to sit there and look at all the bills you have in the month, right, and see the changes being made and make the necessary changes.
That's true. That's so true. So where do we start, Brother Kevin? Where do we go from here?
Well, here's one change I made. I made a few changes, right? Like when you and I grew up, right, television was free. They got their money from advertising. 6, 8, 12 were free. And now here people got $240 cable bills, right? It ain't the cable. It's just for the movies and all those things, right? Well, you can get an app for $6.99 or $8.99. And show a whole lot of movies. You got to sit home and make some changes. See how you can make some changes. Because a lot of things we don't control. So you depend on certain institutions, right? But you ain't got to give all your money, right? Another thing I noticed when I go to the grocery store today, they got containers outside for plastic, for trash, for bottles, for all that stuff, right? But that cut off my trash bill right there. That cut off the trash bill. Right there, right? You know what I mean? So if you sit home, you sit down, you think about it, there's a whole lot of things that you could do that will change. And so when you start changing, right, then they will have to change. But long as they keep sucking off you, and you won't have no problem, and you're not making no changes, they're going to suck the life out of you, right? I don't want to call them a particular bank, but it's a bank in Richmond, Virginia, right? It's one of those national law banks, right? But a particular group in the community, I'm not sure to what nationality, because I don't want to get the wrong thing. But they control that bank. The reason I said they control that bank, when I go in that bank, all I see was them, right? So even though it's not a bank that they established, by so many going in that bank all the time, right, whatever they ask for, that bank better supply, or they pretty much shut it down. It's just like if I had a bank and I got – all Chinese going to my bank. All Chinese going to my bank, right? And they want a loan. And I better comply. Or all of them going to leave my establishment. So we just got to sit home and look at what we're doing. Look at our behaviors, right? Yeah, you got parasites, but these parasites are depending on you. You know what I mean? They depend on you. It's a game. You're playing the game, but the game requires your participation. So the person who's a victim is not totally innocent of being victimized. And let me repeat that again. A person who's a victim is not totally innocent of being victimized. You participated in the game. So I started realizing I got all this money going off for this and this and that. What I don't need. And you start working from that point.
All right. Thank you, Brother Kebulin. And we are looking forward to having you back soon. So be ready. Be ready. Thank you. All right, let's go to a live update. But first, Brother Kebulin said participation, right, and the practices, right, because the prisons have a plan or a plot to get you in there for access. So the prisons are a business, y'all, that they're making money off of. The states are making money off of your labor, your free labor, right, that then you begin to produce revenue for the system again without actually being free manual labor, enslaved labor. It's just a different way of doing the same thing because we're not strategic enough to see the plot, right, and the plan, which is actually, here's the next P, pimping, right? And we got to stop being pimped by the system and start being strategic, right? Now, again, I want to be clear. I'm not against anybody.
but are for us. All right, let's go to Brother George. It's a live update. Bring it, brother.
I got Brother Ray Nephew here that has the summer basketball, free summer basketball camp for the youth, and I'd like for him to say a few words.
Brother Ray.
Brother Marvin, how you doing, man?
I'm doing fine, sir.
Brother,
how are you? Welcome to the show.
Oh, man, I'm
yes, sir.
Today, man, out here, man. It's very, very hot out here. But a lot of good things going on in this neighborhood, man. I like it, man. Damn bastards out here showing up and showing out. Brother George got everybody doing what they got to do. Everybody being polite to one another. And just a beautiful thing to see us do that. If we don't get not one hamburger or one soda passed out, none of the goodies and all that. But the fact is that we're here. A bunch of black men out here in this community, man, bring you to tears if you really sit down and think about it, man. I don't know. Everybody's struggling. Everybody trying to sacrifice for the same thing. And that's what's up, man. That's what's up, man. You know.
All right.
I'll catch up with you soon, man. My camp start.
All right.
The camp start, the inner city basketball camp start Monday, July the 17th and go all the way through July the 21st. That's a whole week of free basketball, free meals, free professional athletes, college coaches, high school coaches. Be filled with a whole bunch of talented people, and we're going to have a real good scrum message. We're not just doing it for the play basketball. Not just doing it to pass out no food. So we're going to try to have some people over there to help the young guys register to vote. The ones that are 16 and up, they can pre-vote. It's just a lot going on. A lot of different agencies coming over there, just like out here today, man. We can converge on this
all
stuff.
Right.
Hopefully we can attack. We got to be trying to attack some of the behaviors that's leading up to the statistics that we all sit back and look at on the news, you know. So this is the beginning of it. You know, this right here, believe it or not, we chipping away at it, man. Somebody out here eating some hamburgers and hot dogs, but somebody out here can respect the fact that everybody's sacrificing for this neighborhood right now. You know.
All right. All right, Brother Ray, how did it get in contact with you to find out more about your camp?
All right, you can go to my Facebook page, which is Raymond Neblett, and you can go to our inner city basketball page by typing in ICB, inner city basketball, and you can reach me at 804-283-3759. You can pick up the applications. Well, at this point, you just need to bring the kids on over there. We've been passing our application for a month now. We got over 300 people already signed up. The camp is at the Liberation Church on Midlothian Turnpike. I'm going to give Brother George, can get a flyer or something and put it out there on the air for y'all, man. But it's going to be big. Sponsored by Charles Oakley, by so many different people, man. Joe Massey Law Firm. Just so many people. Mama J. Just a lot of people is concerned about the way our kids, the behavior patterns and the core beliefs that they're operating on is all messed up. So we can't change it all in a week, but we can get somebody to change somebody's mind for the day. Let them don't do nothing just for the day, man.
All right. All right. One more thing before you go, Brother Ray. How long you been doing your camp? Let the listeners know.
Oh, man, I'm glad you asked, man. It's been 15 long years, man. This is our 15th year. And we know that we blessed by God. I've never made one dime off inner city basketball, and that wasn't the plan. And I see a lot of guys that get kind of, you know, they get kind of pissed off at old Mr. Ray. Keep jumping up at this free camp every year and messing everybody that's trying to make the money off the camps and the kids and the friends in our city. And they eliminate the ones that do not have. They eliminate them. And they don't have scholarships for them to come into their camps that cost $500 a week and this and that. And, you know, God put it on my heart one time, and he told me to remember myself. And my mother didn't have $25, talking about $500. She didn't have that. She had 10 children. Mm-hmm. We had what we needed. But she would have gave me $25 to go play some basketball. I probably bought some tennis and went on down Calhoun and played by myself. Mm-hmm. You know, I was destined to play basketball. I was destined to be something. Didn't have a lot, but I had athletic ability. That's the difference between the kids today and the kids in the past that put that work in. They wasn't concerned about what we had on and what kind of tennis we had on and all that. So we just glad that 15 years have went past, and God bless us every year better and better and better. You know, so Not about Reading Avenue. Not about Reading Avenue. It's all about the inner city kids in Richmond and all up and down the East Coast and all over America. We want to give somebody a chance, man.
All right. Thank you, Brother Ray. That's what it's all about. And the work continues to go on. Again, you're listening to African American Empowerment Saturday. We got Brother Ray Neblett with his basketball camp. Find out about the camp. Take your kids over there. It's absolutely free, so they're going to get a great experience. Ray's been doing it for 15 long years, as he said. So let's continue to support Ray and help support our children who desperately need guidance and a change of mind and heart. Thank you, Brother Ray. Thank you, Brother George.
Yes, sir.
All right. So as you can see, there's great things going on today. Again, it's African-American Empowerment, and we're going to continue to do the work of bringing this kind of conversation to you. And we're going to have to continue to think about how we can develop ourselves, develop our communities, and get ourselves together. So there are resources available. There are people on the ground working. Don't be hopeless. Be hopeful. Right, that now we see the participation and the practices, right? There's some great things happening. We just need to continue to plug in. Oh, there's another P. Come on, Marvin. Let's plug in to each other and let's continue to do the great work as we think about ways in which we can start to change the trajectory of our communities and our families and our cities. So where do we go from here? That's the question. Where are we going and what are we doing to make a difference where we are? And you can see just by this conversation and this dialogue that great things are going on, right, in our community. And I'll say Gilpin is one of the hard-pressed communities in the city, but they're having a magnificent event right in the heart of where change needs to happen because people cannot be afraid to get on the ground like Brother Ray Neblett and the Richmond City ambassadors that go and do this kind of work every day and a lot of other partners that the city agencies have that help our people help themselves. And that's the work, right? So the practice is to be able to change the mind, right, by changing the way that we think and hopefully changing the conditions. The next thing that we have to actually deal with is that poverty thing, right? There's a spirit of poverty that our people have been engulfed in, and that poverty is powerful. Poverty can take away your power. There's another leech, right? That poverty is another leech that continues to sap the resources and the nutrients and the love from our community, right? A lack of money can do a whole lot of things. You know, they say the love of money, you know, but the lack of money is even worse because you would do some terrible things just to get a dollar. It goes back to that paper again. All right, I'm going back to the top of the list. We got a few more minutes. Let me go back to Brother Booker real quick, then I go back to Brother George. Brother Booker.
Yes, sir.
All right, you heard a lot today. You heard a lot of P's and a whole lot of conversation going on. What's your takeaway?
I think we all are kind of headed in the right direction, in the same direction, not right direction, the same direction. You know, we understand that. I think we're getting to the point where we understand where it all starts with us. You know, I mean, and yes, we've got to find the one in us, find that God in you, and because the one is God, is with God, and God is with the one. And we've got to, because it's great to have events like we're having today in Gilpin Court and other places throughout the country, but what we must come together as a people and be on the same page. We as the leaders, as the elders, if you will, we must understand, as I think you mentioned earlier, the children see us.
They're
looking to us for guidance. They're looking to us for leadership. They're looking to us to teach and nurture them. They're looking to us to bring the greatness in them out of them. We're supposed to cultivate them. So when we gather them together, we must be gathered ourselves. We must be on the same page. We've got to be showing them and telling them, for lack of a better term, the truth. You know, we got to see our children, excuse me, brother, our children in their own greatness. Recognize bullshit, for lack of a better term.
Oops.
You know what I'm saying? Because
sorry, Mama. He do that from time to time. He just does.
Yeah. No one, when I look back on my life, my childhood, no one taught me how to lie or how to lie. It's something that my nature, and I'm not necessarily a liar by nature, because we're not. That's like we're not leeches by nature. We were taught to be leeches by our masters. Okay? But we take on the ways of them in their system, in their culture, in their upbringing, and them educating us and raising us to be their servants. We take on their ways. We take on their habits. So we become leeches as our masters are leeches. You know, as leeches, but we, our children look to us for that guidance, for that leadership, and they've been following us and following us for generations and centuries now, and apparently, evidently, we've been leading in the wrong direction. Because for us to still be in the condition that we are in today as a people some 400 or 500 years later, we as adults have continued to lead our children, our future, in the wrong direction. We've showed them errors that we may not have known or understood. That's why I say it's important that we find the God in us. Because once we find the God in us, that God in us will show itself to our children, to our future. But right now, we don't know who we are, so therefore we continue to teach our children. They only can learn what we're showing them. You know, like now, I think one of the brothers mentioned earlier, we expect them to go to school and learn everything. The teacher's going, and we said they're not teaching them anything at school. They're not sharing this. Not, well, what are we teaching them at home?
Mm-hmm.
If we teach them right at home, we may not need no school. See what I'm saying? If we know what we should know about who we are as a people and the greatness in us, then we may not need to send them to a school. We send them to the school only so they can learn what other people see and do and get to know them and see what they're thinking about. But that might not be what we're thinking about. That might not be our way. It's nice to see that y'all do it that way, we understand, but that's not our way. So we can disagree with this system, and that's what we need to get into. Okay, we'll give America a shot to be what it says it is, but we're going to evaluate her, if you will, on our principles, as that's another P, you know, on our policies, our procedures, our way of life. That's what we're going to use to evaluate you on to determine whether we participate, another P. You know, but that's what it has to be. We evaluate when you look at it because we know how we are, and by nature we are righteous people. And if you are righteous people and doing righteous things, then we'll move with you as well.
True.
But if we see you're not righteous and that you're a bunch of lying, stealing, murdering, crack smoking, dope snorting, so whatever, hoeing, pimping, that's not us, baby. You know, excuse me. That's not us. That's not the God in me.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? And that's where we need to get to the point so that we can project. When we get out youth, we got to have that knowledge to pass to them. We got to be sharing, showing them a direction, showing them who they are. So we're raising them upright. We don't want to raise them to love their master more than they love themselves.
Hmm. You're right, brother.
You know, love
all right,
with, brother. You know what I'm saying? Yes, sir. Thanks.
Yeah.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you, brother Booker. I appreciate
Thank
it.
You. Peace.
Right.
Thank you. Peace.
Throwing the peas out there. Oh, that last
yes.
piece. We need that.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Definitely what we need. All right. Thank you, brother Booker. It's Empowerment Saturday. African American Empowerment Saturday. I think you know for real. It don't get no better than this when you think about how we can begin to think again about where we're going from here. I am going back to Brother George. Brother George.
Yes, sir. I got Ms. Shaquana V. Code here with the Fitness Warriors.
Hello.
Welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing? Hello? Brother George, I can't hear nothing. Hello?
You on the speakerphone. Brother Marvin. Brother Marvin.
You hear me?
You there? Hello?
I think we're having some technical difficulties.
Oh.
See if we can get back with Brother George in just a minute. But let's think about it as we wrap up. We're getting close to the end today. I think this was a really great show, right? Thank you to Brother George and all those people in the community who've come today, and you all who tuned in either online or on the call-in lines at 845-277-9250. We have about 3 minutes left, right? Tell somebody about this show. This is African-American Empowerment. Let me go back to Brother George before we wrap up. Brother George.
Yes, sir.
What you got for me?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Brother Marvin.
Doesn't seem like Brother George can hear
Hello?
Us, but we're here.
Can you hear me?
So. Can you hear me, Brother George? Sounds like they can't hear us out there, but you can see that there's some really good stuff going on in the community. First of all, I want to thank Brother George for being live and remote at the event over at Gilpin, right? You can see and hear some great things are going on. It's about pride now, right? And we have to begin to take that pride in a positive way and do the work of working on ourselves. The dream is not impossible. The dream is possible, but it begins with you. As we begin now to prepare ourselves mentally to practice different pursuits, those practices that we have, we must put ourselves in position, right, to project something positive to our kids, right? That is what our purpose and our practice should be, to find our purpose of who we were born to be and then be that, embody it, become and do all that we can to be the best people that we can be, right? Recognize the parasites in our lives. Right, those people and those practices and those policies that prevent us from being the best that we can be. We have to be able to get to a point where we simply attain power. And that power is not over people, but over ourselves. Right? This is a holistic way of saying, let me look at myself and how I can get better as an individual. Right? And as we continue to think about ways in which we can navigate the system, right, and produce, create, and manifest, then we can prosper. But we have to live by certain principles and practices that really help us to become. And that's really how we get to change, right? So where do we go from here now depends on you and me every day to be able to find our purpose and put ourselves in a position of success. And that position can be then passed down to our children through the examples, right, of how to utilize the resources that's available to us. There's only one way that we can do this, and that's together. But it's an individual practice that becomes a collective practice as we begin to move forward in our lives. So I'm simply saying to you today, continue to work on becoming the best person that you can be. It's Empowerment Saturday. It's 365 days of motivation and personal empowerment. Do the work of working on yourselves. Let's get better every day as we continue to become all that we were born to be, to make our ancestors who suffered, bled, and died be proud of their descendants. That's all I got for today. Be good, better than you were yesterday. Remember, you can do it if you simply try. Have a great day. Peace and blessings. As always, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.